decision. His opinion, I was the same as the Welcome Wagon, famous Welcome Wagon case in 1928, whereby somebody went out and started their own Welcome Wagon service. We try to prove that we're not peddling pots and pans from a cart. Mm-hmm. You know, this is an entirely different thing. They,
what was the
proved unique
disposition of a lawsuit?
Well, then we went to the appellate division. And it was, I think, 3-1 to uphold.
Did you carry any further?
And we went to the Supreme Court. That took like a year later. But I was back. In the meantime, I had gotten on television through the publicity. A fellow in Cleveland called me and said, is there anything in your contract? Bring your contract up. Is there anything that says anything about television? I said, no. Bring it up, let our lawyers look at it. If you're that hot a guy, we'd like to have you. Mm-hmm. Frank Snyder was his name, WXEL-TV. So in the meantime, I went on, and they went to court to seek a further injunction, further relief because of the television, claiming that both broadcasting media transmitted the same way through the air. And the judge said, I can't keep him from walking out of the stage. How far can I read in this contract? So he refused to grant them any injunction as far as TV is concerned. I could not go back on radio for a year. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, I got the television job, which kept body and soul together, and I did quite well with it. But then we went to the Supreme Court, and they slept through the whole thing.